You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live. F*** it.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What a beautiful, beautiful morning, huh?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
A little
gorgeous.
Chilly out there, but...
kind of cloudy.
Yeah, we kind of need a little break, right, from the yard work.
Yeah.
When it's cold like this, you don't want to go outside. You want to bundle up indoors and just, you know, huddle in a corner someplace, shield yourself from the rest of the world and all the politics that's out there.
And that's what we're here to
just
help
a little
you do.
Tip.
Just hold your hand. 92.7 WMDX. It's John and Gordy in the morning, along with producer Sam and the new guy, Dominic.
Yeah.
Our producer in waiting. What do we call him? Producer elect?
Okay.
Well, he wasn't elected.
I like that.
Something
okay.
like that.
Okay,
let's
go
with that.
All right. Cloudy, 40 degrees, yeah. Maybe a high around 57 today. Maybe rain tonight. We'll check in with Brittany Merlot coming up shortly, and then Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us in our next half hour. So there's a big row between Bruce Springsteen and Donald Trump, right?
Boy, there really is.
How did this all get started anyway?
Well,
Donald Trump just went nuts on Springsteen for
that's
some
right.
reason.
And I have the whole Springsteen
response
speech that he gave at one of his concerts that really riled up Trump. But he started off, Trump did, at least, with a note on Truth Social, which is a place where there isn't any truth at all. But
right.
He did post, has anyone noticed that since I said I hate Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot?
She just came off a
that's
big
what he
tour.
Thinks. I mean, that's his opinion.
She made like $2 billion on this world tour.
Yeah,
that she's just wrapped
she's
up.
She's kind of taking a break, I would think. But, you know, why stop there? Then Trump blew up over Springsteen's comments during his European tour. And let's play cut 132. This is Springsteen. And this is his speech that he gave just before his concert. Let's listen.
It's great to be in Manchester and back in the UK. Welcome to the Land of Hope and Dreams tour. The mighty E Street Band is here tonight to call upon the righteous power of art, of music, of rock and roll in dangerous times.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In my home, the America I love, the America I've written about, that has been a beacon of hope and liberty for 250 years, is currently in the hands of a corrupt, incompetent, and treasonous administration. Tonight, we ask all who believe in democracy and the best of our American experience to rise with us, raise your voices against authoritarianism, and let freedom ring. The last check on power, after the checks and balances of government have failed, are the people, you and me. It's in the union of people around a common set of values. Now, that's all that stands between democracy and authoritarianism.
Trump's listening to this, you know.
In America,
mm-hmm.
They are persecuting people for using their right to free speech and voicing their dissent. This is happening now.
That's right.
In America, the richest men are taking satisfaction in abandoning the world's poorest children to sickness and death. This is happening now. In my country, they're taking sadistic pleasure in the pain that they inflict on loyal American workers. They're rolling back historic civil rights legislation that led to a more just and plural society. They're abandoning our great allies and siding with dictators against those struggling for their freedom. They're defunding American universities that won't bow down to their ideological demands. They're removing residents off American streets and without due process of law are deporting them to foreign detention centers and prisons. This is all happening now. A majority of our elected representatives have failed to protect the American people from the abuses of an unfit president and a rogue government.
All right, nailed it.
They have no concern or idea of what it means to be deeply American. The America that I've sung to you about for 50 years is real. And regardless of its faults, is a great country with a great people. So we'll survive this moment. I have hope because I believe in the truth of what the great American writer James Baldwin said. He said, in this world, there isn't as much humanity as one would like, but there's enough. Let's pray.
Yeah. Great stuff.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Off the concert, top, yeah.
Like, yeah. Not reading off a teleprompter.
No.
Just laying it out there, right? And Trump was listening to replays of that, I'm sure, over and over and over again. Did not like it. And the malignant narcissism kicked in.
Uh-oh.
Because Truth Social, where nothing is truthful, he wrote this. I see that highly overrated Bruce Springsteen goes to a foreign country to speak badly about the President of the United States. Never liked him, never liked his music or his radical left politics, and importantly, he's not a talented guy.
Mm.
Just a pushy, obnoxious jerk who fervently supported crooked Joe Biden, a mentally incompetent fool, and our worst ever president who came close to destroying our country. I don't know who he's talking about. But
well,
anyway.
He said he never liked his music, and yet he played Born in the USA during his first campaign at all the campaign rallies.
That's
but
it,
you know,
that's
and,
right.
and Springsteen objected to that and told him not to play it, but he played it anyway.
Yeah. Didn't understand the lyrics of the song.
No, he didn't.
And he continued this is the last part of what he wrote.
Okay.
If I wasn't elected, it would have been gone, the country, that is. Sleepy Joe didn't have a clue. Of course, you know, here we have, you know, video of Trump sleeping in all these situations, like the Pope's funeral, right?
Right.
He slept in one of his visits to Saudi Arabia. I think he was...
Right. He dozed off there.
Okay.
He's tired.
Anyway, Sleepy Joe didn't have a clue as to what he was doing, but Springsteen is dumb as a rock and couldn't see what was going on,
okay.
Or could he? Which is even worse. He continued, this dried-out prune of a rocker, his skin is all atrophied, ought to keep his mouth shut until he gets back into the country. That's just standard fare. Then we'll all see how it goes for him. So what is that? Is that
that's
a threat?
A veiled threat? Not that veiled.
No. See, again, he said, then we'll see how it goes for him when he gets back to the country.
See, that's mob talk.
It is. Mr. Mobster himself.
Wow.
He's
gotten his future.
So anyway, that's a big story. And, you know, you just have to hand it to Springsteen for just laying out on the line like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That was a great speech.
Yeah. Phone lines are open, by the way. 608-879-8255. If you'd like to chime in, that's 879-TALK. Or do it the easy way, Civic Media app. Download it for free. Google and Apple. And you can text us right into the studio here. Got your texts up, and the screen is working.
Yeah.
So,
Now, one of the crazy things, again, it's censorship when the government tells somebody they can't say something. And Trump is all full of censorship. He loves censorship. You know, they complain about censorship by the left, but boy, do they love pushing that stuff around. Like, you know, Trump's anti-DEI bans, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he can't say that three combined words is an idea that should be banned. He can't do that. There's a First Amendment to all of this. Again, and this anti-DEI movement is really a racist movement. And anything that even hints at helping minorities is racist, according to him. But this is something I went back and got. This is Jay Silveria, University of Arkansas System President now, but back in 2017, he was the head of the Air Force Academy. And he had these words. This is a speech he gave to the Academy. And this obviously he'd be in jail today if he gave this speech. Check this out. This, again, is Jay Silveria, now president of the University of Arkansas, but back then, Air Force Academy. This is what he told them.
Unclear on where I stand on this topic. I want to leave you with my most important thought today. If you can't treat someone with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. If you can't teach someone from another gender, whether that's a man or a woman, with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. If you demean someone in any way, then you need to get out. And if you can't treat someone from another race or a different color skin with dignity and respect, then you need to get out. Grab your phones. I want you to videotape this so that you have it, so that you can use it, so that we all have the moral courage together. This is our institution. And if you need it and you need my words, then you keep these words. And you use them and you remember them and you share them and you talk about them.
There you go.
Who is that again?
Words. That's Jay Silveria. He is the University of Arkansas president, but back then the Air Force Academy, head of the Air Force Academy. Yeah. So great words of wisdom, and now those words are banned pretty much anyway.
Unbelievable.
Government censorship. I believe it's called that. You know, just reminding everybody that the people who really want to censor things are the MAGAs, obviously.
And before we get to the break here, and we'll be talking with Brittany Merlot here in just a moment.
Find out what's going on in the weather, because I forgot my WMDX weather watch.
I know. Yeah, and it's you know, it's throwing us all off here. We don't know when the sunrise is or the sunset. We, you know, clueless without that watch.
I apologize. I let everybody down today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are helping people change their lives. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Jim and Sarah are there to help you out. And they are driven by a passion for helping people, not just selling those devices, but setting them apart from the competition. You can find out a lot more at their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. In fact, they have a hearing test you can take right online there, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. Coming up right around the corner, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, our WMDX chief meteorologist, find out about this goofy weather for this week.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up right here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Blue light shining with a heavenly grace, help you right on by.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. And it is a cool, cold day today coming up.
It's chilly, kind of breezy, and pretty cloudy at the moment. I think we may get some rain later on today or tonight.
That's right. You know, we don't.
If only there was a way we could find out.
Well, I don't even
this information.
I don't even think we need to talk to Brittany Rouleau anymore because we just gave the weather forecast.
So,
we'll just skip her
what
today.
What are you talking about? We need more information. We can't just go by what I say. We need Brittany Rouleau here, and. What do you know? Here she is.
We're just going by the gossip around the station. That's all. I'm sorry, Brittany. Go ahead.
Give us an idea.
All gossip. It's a water cooler talk.
I mean, it's really cool out there this morning.
What's happened?
I know. It feels like fall. What's going on? Yeah. We're supposed to be going into summer, and it feels like we skipped right over summer with a crisp breeze. I mean, temperatures up north. We had a freeze warning this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Hitting 32 degrees in the middle of May. This is crazy. But hey, those clouds cleared and we dropped cold. And now we've got these winds just blasting us out of the northeast. Probably around 25 miles per hour today. But tomorrow, they're going to pick up again, gusting around 40 out of the east. Yeah, it's going to be gross over the next few days.
What?
So I know. We need the rain, though. We've kind of got some drought conditions starting to sneak up from the south. So what we're looking at is possibly a few light sprinkles this afternoon. More unlikely than likely. But by midnight, we've got that rain pushing in. Maybe some rumbles of thunder. It's going to be moderate to heavy at times. It's going to continue through tomorrow. With those winds gusting, temperatures only in the mid-50s, so it's really going to be feeling probably like the low 40s tomorrow. Yeah. Damp, dreary, probably a good inch to an inch and a half of rainfall by the time this kicks out of here on Wednesday. So we'll still see spotty showers through Wednesday, and then some sunshine on Thursday. Then the warmer air starts to move back in, but I shouldn't have said warm. Mild. Because it's only going to go from the mid-50s this week to about the mid-60s as we go into the weekend. But it will be dry and sunny this weekend. So I like the timing of it.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend. You know, everybody wants to know what's going to be happening. So
especially people with tents up and gazebo. Backyard gazebos.
Yeah. Is it time to take down my gazebo in the backyard?
I would tie it down for tomorrow, but then after that, you're good to go.
All right.
That darn thing.
It runs my life.
He puts it up so early, you know? We have to, like, worry about it for, like, 3 months.
It's fine. It's good. All right.
Do you have lights on it yet, though?
I do have lights on it. It came in with built-in lights.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's right.
Put the batteries in, and away you go. Yeah.
Does it change colors,
like
too?
That.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You should come over sometime. Right. I know you don't know where I live anymore.
Disco ball up in there.
Working on it. All right, Brittany, thank you for that update.
Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. That's WMDX Chief Meteorologist Brittany Rouleau.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're wondering, we heard Trump earlier talking about, you know, how much he loves the Middle East and some of the people that live there. And, you know, he really loves just taking these long trips, you know, shaking hands, making
deals. It's a
money
grab.
That's what I meant to say.
What are you talking about?
It's a money grab.
Came back with a $400 million plane. At least that's, you know, we haven't figured that out yet. Is that actually going to happen or not?
You never know. But why don't we find out from Jordan Klepper, all right? Daily Show. He takes a look at Trump's latest foreign trip. Let's listen.
It's in the Saudis' interest to give Trump the royal treatment, but I'm sure the president of the United States understands that the Saudi crown prince is not without baggage. It was just a few years ago that he murdered an American journalist, so I'm sure the president will keep a healthy distance from the crown prince.
I like him a lot. I like him too much. That's why we give so much, you know? Too much. I like you too much.
You might like him too much. Regardless, you know what? It was a very nice start to this trip abroad, where he'll visit not just Saudi Arabia, but then Qatar and then the UAE. But you might be wondering, why did Trump pick these countries for his first foreign trip? Well, there's a strong geopolitical balance of... I'm f***ing with you! Corruption! corruption.
His sons, who now run the Trump Organization, have lucrative real estate deals in the works in all three countries the president is visiting.
Yeah, the Trump boys have projects in all three countries. I never thought I'd say this, but can't these countries go back to doing something more constructive, like funding terrorism?
Now, there you go. There was a time, by the way, that Trump wasn't a big fan of Qatar. Let's listen to this. It's cut 133.
Okay.
All right. This is him on Qatar.
The nation of Qatar, unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. And in the wake of that conference, nations came together and spoke to me about confronting Qatar over its behavior. So we had a decision to make. Mm-hmm. Do we take the easy road or do we finally take a hard but necessary action?
A bribe? You mean?
We have to stop the funding of terrorism. Mm. I decided,
okay,
along with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson,
you didn't like
our great generals and military people.
You fired him.
The time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding. Mm. They have to end that funding. Yeah. And its extremist ideology in terms of funding.
Yeah, so.
I want to call on all of the nations to stop immediately.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Supporting terrorism.
There you go.
Okay.
Financial, military, or even moral support.
There you go. So mm-hmm. he's supplying now the moral support for Qatar. Taking bribes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hey, coming up next.
Times have changed.
After we check in with the Midwest Farm Report, food and farm going to your table, we'll check in with former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin next on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Secondhand Omelette Shop, the only diner in town featuring refried eggs. This week only, you can buy two of Ed's famous eggshell omelettes for only half the price of four.
I've had those, you know.
It seems like a deal.
Yeah. It's amazing how crispy they are once you refry them.
I know. They have a certain taste to it.
Yeah. Yes.
Hard to describe.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning.
7:35, cloudy, breezy, and chilly today. Temperatures right around 40 to start things out. We'll get into the upper 50s later on. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Check out their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They offer individualized care, not one size fits all. Every customer gets a tailored experience designed around their specific hearing needs and lifestyle. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids, it's improving quality of life through better hearing. John has been there and has some hearing aids personalized just for him.
That's right.
High tech, right?
Yes.
AI, yes. Bluetooth.
AI reads the room and tells you, you know, basically what you want to know.
That's right.
Gives you the background information of everybody in the room.
It's amazing what they can do nowadays. I'll be going there tomorrow for my hearing aid test.
That's good.
I'm looking forward to that. I have an appointment all set up. Mm-hmm. You can set up an appointment with them, too. Just go to madisonhearingaidcenter.com. There's actually a hearing test you can take online there, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Set up an
Jim's
appointment.
Jim's got a hearing test in there as well.
Jim and Sarah will help you out.
Yep.
Okay. That's madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Okay.
It's time once again to talk to Paul Soglin, former mayor of Madison. They have a big statue of Paul at the Capitol.
Wait a minute. I haven't seen that. They should.
You were pushing for that, weren't you, Paul, at one time?
Oh, good grief.
No.
Man. Okay, Paul, the big story, of course, here in Madison, big story all over the place, is the fact that Madison Metro had a very successful year. So what do you think about the new bus system now?
Well, I still have some questions. Mm-hmm. We're not sure the size of the investment. And we're talking at least $200 million, and it may already have been closer to $300 million. Mm-hmm. So it's had a good year compared to the last 3 or 4 years. But when you go back to its peak ridership years, 2015, 2017, that period, mm-hmm. the question is, if you make a $200 to $300 million capital investment, mm-hmm. shouldn't you see improvement in ridership? And we haven't. It's not led to greater ridership.
But I thought the numbers said that the ridership is up.
Over last year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they're calling this a victory at this point.
Well, last I heard, the numbers were as high as they had been since 2019, pre-COVID.
Yes, 2019.
Which is pretty good, and I guess for better than the last 5-6 years, but still.
That's right. So, Paul, I want to ask you, are you aware of any federal funding for that system?
Did we lose Paul? Paul?
Maybe he hung up on us. He was so sick of talking to you guys about the damn buses.
You want to call him back?
There we go, guys.
There he is. He's here. Okay. Right. Sorry, Paul. We lost you for a minute.
Okay. So I don't know what part of my response was missed, so I'll just start over.
Okay.
No, everything. We heard everything you said, except and then I interrupted and I said, but the numbers at least seem to be that the ridership is up, and Sam mentioned that it's at 19 or 2019 levels.
Hmm. All right, so it's nice that it's above 2019 or it's approaching the 2019 levels. Mm-hmm. But the point I'm making is, if you make a $200 or a $300 million investment, shouldn't you have a record level of ridership, which we don't have? Mm-hmm. All we've got is improvement over the COVID years. And so if we take the stated objective of BRT, which was to increase ridership, particularly to the three major employment centers of the city, East Town, West Town, and Downtown, what we haven't seen is any improvement in that ridership from what the system was before BRT. And that I find troublesome. I mean, how do you justify that kind of investment without any improvement in ridership?
But aren't you not, you're not taking into consideration in the next 10 years, 20 years? I mean, this is a major investment in the future, isn't it?
It is, but, and you're right. We'll have to see what happens in the next few years. I'm fearful that because of cuts made to areas that weren't BRT, let's say neighborhoods along the South Beltline from, say, Park Street running out to Gammon Road, the area around Warner Park, the cuts in services that were made to the east side, east of Stoughton Road and that area, that those cuts in service are going to have led to a permanent loss in ridership. Here's the critical thing about bus service. Mm-hmm. When you're dependent upon public transit, you have to have all of your needs served. And so if a critical route is lost, what the family is more likely to do is to buy a used vehicle. I mean, this is what we learned when we built the system in the 70s. When you lose them to a second car or even a first car, you've in effect lost them for at least a decade, because now they have to maximize the investment in that vehicle. And so I'm fearful that while the BRT routes themselves, the critical routes that run along Mineral Point Road that go out East Washington, have resulted in an increase in ridership. The net increase doesn't exist because we've lost people in other parts of the system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So time will tell.
Now, is it possible because of the success rate now? I mean, it's slowly growing. Is it possible because of this growth that they could expand some of the lines that they discontinued in order to pay for the system?
I don't think so, because they're already stretched financially in terms of operating expenses. Mm. So that to me was, shall we say, the flaw in the premise of the redesign.
Right.
Was willing to take a hit in regards to those peripheral areas. It's a bus system is a lot like a grocery store, and you have lost leaders. Mm-hmm. But if you do away with your lost leaders, you're going to lose people on your successful profitable routes. Actually, there's no profitable routes in public transit, but on the routes that do better.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin, Paul, what do you think about the how is it going to play into the bus routes when they start the John Nolan project, the Lakeside expansion and redevelopment over there? Is that would that tend to help out bus ridership because people are going to have trouble getting through John Nolan once that project starts up?
Any disruption to the automobile.
Mm-hmm.
Is going to give you at least some modest increase in public transit along those routes. Though, you know, a lot of people try to find workarounds to get around them. I think the biggest hope and the success for BRT is going to be the effort to get greater density along the major bus routes. In other words, get more people living on East Washington Avenue, the Mineral Point Corridor, University Avenue. That is the best for BRT. It does not solve the problem of the system being financially strapped and bringing back service to those peripheral areas that I described before. But for the BRT part of the system itself, the higher residential densities is where it's at. But the one thing we're yet to see, and I'll have to produce the documentation, is that the premise of BRT was to get, particularly for people of color, greater access to the three employment centers. And we haven't seen any evidence of that yet.
All right. And I had one other question, and that was, did we not get some kind of federal funding for this?
Oh, massive. A couple hundred million dollars.
Now, is that still in effect? I mean, we know that, a lot of that stuff was clawed back by the Trump administration.
All right. So the federal assistance is not for operating costs, but for capital costs to buy the buses, build the bus shelters, do the required improvements to the streets. So that money we spent, and you can see it in the existing east-west line. Now, the big thing that we've all got to be nervous about is what is the Trump administration going to do in regards to the north-south route, the proposal that would come out of the end of Park Street and head eventually towards the Warner Park area.
Yeah.
Pessimistically, and being realistic, it's got to be the exact kind of project that Trump wants to kill on all sorts of levels. He hates public transit. He hates anything with an equity goal in it.
Yes.
And so our city's BRT project has to have a target on its back from Trump.
Yeah.
Hopefully the next president will, whoever follows Trump will in turn, start the justifiable refunding of the program And so it'll put the north-south route, figure 4 years behind schedule.
All right. Well, that answers that. I was worried about the drop in federal funding for that.
Yeah, I think there's every reason to be concerned about what Trump's going to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paul, the next time we talk, could you just, I want you to think about this, but way back when you were mayor, when you were here in Madison, I want to find out what the most important part of that era was for you. Was it the political movement? Was it the music scene here in town? Was it the protests? What was it? Think about it, because the next time you're a guest on this program, I want you to go into
we're gonna grill you on this.
In depth. This is your life, Paul.
I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. Right. And keep working on that book.
Get that thing done.
All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care, Paul.
That's
take
former
care.
Madison Bye. Mayor Paul Soglin. We appreciate him being with us. We'll talk to him again in a few weeks.
Yep.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing that remains constant since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Go to verlo.com. Back to wrap things up with Leftovers on John and Gordon.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
Eat those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right, we'll try to enjoy as many of them as we can.
Sometimes leftovers are the best part of the meal, right?
Well, I'm thinking that, yes. Yeah. Yes.
7:52, it's cool. It's cloudy and breezy, about 40 degrees this morning. Take a jacket or a sweater as you head outside the door.
John and Gordy jacket or sweater.
Highs today in the upper 50s. That's all we're going to get to today.
More swag. That's what the whole thing is about, isn't it? We're trying to, stock up these store shelves.
Yeah,
at the John and Gordy store here on State Street.
And if anybody has some overly ripe bananas,
just drop them off.
We're looking for overly ripe bananas because we're going to have this banana bread contest. I thought we had this all set up and ready to go.
Please don't throw
but
bananas.
But nobody's got enough bananas. Oh, here comes
don't,
Catherine.
Don't throw bananas at the weather window.
Come right into the studio.
You just want banana bread. You're not even competing.
Catherine, this is partially your fault. You keep changing. What day we're going to have this banana bread competition.
Yeah, we were supposed to have it today.
I know.
I was waiting for banana bread.
I keep changing the day because my son likes bananas. He eats them all. They do not get old enough
for banana bread. You need to hoard some away.
So they have to be really ripe.
He thinks so. I think any banana works.
Any banana works.
No, it doesn't.
Any banana is going to turn into an old banana once you put it in the oven, John.
See?
Really?
The sugar will come out.
No.
Is that the trick?
No, it doesn't have quite the flavor.
All right.
What's wrong with you people? Do I have to get into a Just Ask John episode here?
Yes, maybe. We do. And what we're going to do is we're going to compete. Let's make it Friday. We have all week to make our bananas old. Dominic can get in on it, or Dominic can just taste, whatever.
He doesn't have anything in his house yet. He slept on the floor in his new apartment last night.
I did that for the first month of living here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask
you. You have back pain? Yeah. No, I couldn't get over. I built a bed out of all the blankets I didn't have to use. It was sad. But now I have a Verlo mattress, and everything's good.
There you go.
It's all
thank
good.
You.
Okay. So the banana bread contest is going to happen Friday. All right?
No.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
What?
Yeah,
well, come on. Just go get them today.
No,
put them in a bag.
I'll watch you guys compete.
Oh, my God. You're afraid, aren't you?
Yeah. that's supposed
that's
to be a
me.
Chicken?
It was a chicken.
I got it.
There he is. You want to compete or not? Come on.
By the way, how's the stuff going with our WMDX weather window? We're selling little weather windows, remember, at the shop?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they're coming along. Okay. They're coming along.
All right.
Yeah.
Because
it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Let's workshop it a little
the
bit.
The little weather windows are never wrong. You could always look through them and see exactly
what's going on. John, it's a little expensive and difficult to produce a window that is never wrong in its weather forecast.
It really is difficult.
Well, no, if you just look through it, it's never
see what's
wrong.
Happening.
It's never wrong. It doesn't need any batteries. There's no downtime, no recharging. And by the way, it's new and improved. It doesn't warp, peel, fade.
Okay. You got it all figured
and
out.
And it works right?
right
out of the box. I have no idea why you guys are complaining about it, you know? And there's a deluxe version made out of tempered glass.
I didn't know that.
Really?
That's cool.
Yes. You know, this thing
is it bulletproof, too?
Well, you know, that's just next. That's a super new and improved one that we're working on, right?
We're working on it. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it's never wrong. It tells you exactly what's going on outside. You just look through it.
Except the temperature, because this window doesn't
no,
open.
No, it has a feel. It has what does it have?
Oh, a touch screen, you can touch and see what the temperature is.
Let's see. Oh, here it is. It has an exclusive John and Gordy feature where you touch and feel hot or cold temperatures on the surface.
Perfect.
It's amazing. It changes with the weather.
It changes with the weather. But the problem is if you touch it and it's because it's been the sun's on it, it's going to be warm. But then you go outside and it could very well, in Wisconsin, be sunny but cold.
But it's accurate.
Okay.
All right.
It doesn't account for wind chills. That's coming in a future update.
Okay. Oh, yes, the wind chill. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, the wind chill doesn't exist anymore, remember, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Dominic, how you doing on your first day here?
You got it?
Look what you walked into.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Really?
I am more than ready.
Move over, Sam.
Okay.
Okay. He literally moved over just then.
I didn't want to shove him over. But
Don't go by what you've seen so far. Really, it's much better show than this.
I'll wipe the memory out. All right.
Okay.
Well, we always warn people that Monday is always just a little more difficult.
It is.
Did you interview? I didn't hear you interview Dominic. Like, who the hell is this guy?
We wanted to give him
We did. We mentioned it earlier this morning
you
that
did.
Dominic is our new producer.
Right.
Yes.
Going through the training part of it right now.
But we haven't really grilled him yet. You know, we haven't put him through the paces yet. Well, we're going to give him a day or two to get settled in.
First, we have to introduce him to the mistake I always make with the numbering system, which you're never going to get used to.
There's a code there. There's a code. There's a way to figure it out.
We've already made a mistake today. You had two cut 126s.
Oh, right? Very good.
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Something to look forward to, Dominic.
Okay.
All right.
Business, Gordy. Go ahead.
Well, no, we're good.
Well, we have just a minute and a half here, so.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
How about this? The Walmart CEO announced it will raise prices on some of the items in their store, given the magnitude of the tariffs that are out there, right?
Yeah.
But then, of course, the malignant one had to make a comment about that. His micromanaging style that he has out on Truth Social, where nothing is really truthful. He said Walmart should stop trying to blame tariffs for the reason for raising prices. Walmart made billions of dollars last year, far more than expected between Walmart and China. They should eat the tariffs. Wait a minute. What do you
That's
mean
the
eat
advice?
The tariffs?
Wow.
Really?
I thought the tariffs were paid by China. Why should they? What?
No, isn't it Mexico that's paying the tariffs? No, it was Canada. Is it China paying the
tariffs?
Anybody and everybody.
Yeah.
No, it's the Penguin Island.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Between Walmart and China, they should eat the tariffs and not charge valued customers anything.
Walmart okay with that?
So if Trump is aware that the customers would be paying more unless Walmart ate the tariff.
Okay, mm-hmm. Stop talking.
Okay.
Forget
just,
it. You can't figure it out.
Just let it go.
Let's see, math is
It'll
not
be
working.
Fine. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for our Monday show. Stephanie Miller is coming up next. We will talk to you in 22 hours.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, start your stopwatch. Have a great day. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.